It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. So in this upcoming episode, I'm going to have a special guest with me, and we're going to share our book review on Black Girls Must Be Magic by Jane Allen. So stay tuned. It's your host, Lil Nina of Let's Discuss Books with my special guest.
Hi, it's me, Black in Books, aka Nunu.
Hey, well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me on this lovely day.
No problem, no problem, anytime.
So, Black Girls Must Be Magic by Jane Allen. What do you think about that so far?
You know, as a Black reader, it's hard to give another Black woman a negative review. I hate it. But it was just one of those books that I could not see myself recommending to anybody else, for anybody else to read. I'm so sorry. I can't.
I agree. I had so much high hopes for Black Girls Must Be Magic. I was like, I had a lot of hopes for, high hopes for, because when I was reading, I was like, well, this sounds like a typical love story for high schoolers. That's how it sounds to me.
Yeah.
In the first book, Black Girls Must Die Exhausted, I love Tabitha. I was like, dang, I kind of get what she's going through, because I was dealing with some of the stuff that she was dealing with. It was really cool. But this one right here, I don't know about Tabitha, which is the main character. I don't know about her. She got on my nerves. She really did.
It was like the story was kind of monotone. Like, it was just like, this happened. Like, nothing exciting. True enough, she was going through trying to, you know, deal with her being pregnant. But I was like, there was like a lot of other things that could have happened to make this story a little bit more exciting. True enough, like, not everything happens like that in life. But in a book, you would want to read, you know, some in between stories.
Right. So what do you think it should have happened between the whole her whole pregnancy, for us, like, add more excitement? What would you do if you was the writer, the author of this world, this novel? I have to throw that in there and see what you think. Like, what would you do?
You know what? It's kind of hard. I do not know. That's why I read and I don't write. Yeah. It's kind of hard to, I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard. I have no idea.
I would have threw in, if it was me, I probably threw in like another character. I would have added a new character in, like with the boyfriend. I would have thrown in another character and have it like a little twist with the whole pregnancy, like she didn't know who she was pregnant by or something. You know, I would have thrown that in. You know, but I'm not no author, so I wouldn't even know. But I would like to see some type of excitement. But I just feel like it was just pretty much bland for me. And I didn't like the whole ordeal with her and what was her boyfriend? Well, Mark relationship. I didn't too much care for their relationship at all.
Because it was almost like she was settling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she found out that was her baby's dad, but then she was just like, oh, okay, might as well. Like, she didn't agree to be married to him, but she was just like, oh, okay, well, just let's go ahead and do this.
Right. And I felt like Mark was just wanting to just, okay, was he?
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Let's get into it.
For the technical difficulties, I don't know what happened.
You know, it always got to be with technology. I don't know what's going on.
Right. I'm up here like, it went boo-boo. I was like, okay.
It did on my end, too. I was like, oh, did I break something? You know, it's my first time.
It don't seem like it, girl. You always give your heart. You're your own toughest critic. You know that?
I am. You right.
You are. I'm like, hold up. You seem like you're a pro at this and other things. You a pro.
No, I be trying. You know, it's easy to talk about what you love, and I love books, so it makes it real easy.
Cause like I said, this is new for me. And when I heard your podcast, I was like, dang, that's good. I was listening on my way to work.
Yours is good too, and you be talking. At least I have somebody with me to help me coax the conversation. If I talk by myself, I'd be over there lost.
I was at first when I first started. I was like, I don't know what to talk about, but let's go ahead and do this. Because I see everybody had a professional, like the mic, everything. I'm just using my phone. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm still learning, you know. But yes. But sorry about the noise in the background. See that stuff like that too. So, but anywho, I'm sorry that all cut off. But I'm looking at the novel, and it does have like discussion questions at the end of it. Did you ever purchase the book, or did you listen to it on Audible?
I did purchase the book, but where it is right now, I have no idea.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the questions at the end, but as I was saying, as Mark and Tabitha's relationship, how do you feel about their relationship? Do you feel like it's like a high school relationship, or how do you feel about that?
I do feel like it. Ooh, is that me? Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, hello. Okay. It was kind of loud. I do feel like it's a high school relationship. Like I said, all in all, it seems like as if she was settling. Like, you know, I know personal experience. My first son is from someone else other than my husband. And we didn't work out. And you know how a lot of people try to make it seem like, you know, you should make it work out with your baby's dad or da 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 just because it's a child and da da. I was like, first of all, just like a marriage, I'm not finna to settle, and I'm not finna be unhappy with whoever I'm with just because of they didn't want to make things work. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to make things work, but he didn't. And what kind of one-sided relationship is that? So if you would have told me from the beginning, like, you know, you didn't want to have anything to do with the baby, I'm not about to force myself onto a situation that doesn't need to be, you know, made. So yeah, that was what I dealt with when I was 22. So being older, or, you know, do you recall how old she was in this book?
She didn't say.
Yeah, she didn't say. But, you know, some time had passed, and she, you know, they used to be with each other, and then they broke up, right?
Yep.
And then they got back together because of the baby. Mm-hmm. And to me, those relationships never work. You know, y'all can still be co-parents to a child. Y'all don't have to really be together. You know what I'm saying? So it just seems as if she was settling due to the fact that it was comfortable for her. It was a comfortable situation. So we all know that this book is about to be another book in the series. Like, the next one is supposed to be a Baby and Me or something like that.
Oh no.
Yeah. And you know, I had read the first book, it was the green cover. Cause if I don't know if you know or not, Black Girls Must Die Exhausted was rewrote. It had a green cover. I had read that first book, and I didn't read the rewrite because I read the first book and I wasn't too impressed. I didn't really even want to read this one until you said, oh, let's read this book together. And I'm like, oh my God, I'll read it. Because I knew what the first book was like. Mm-hmm. And just reading this, I was just like, oh, okay, well, I knew what I set myself up for. I didn't want it to be like that, but yeah, it was. So I will not be reading the third one unless somebody makes me.
I pass, unless if it's in the book club, if it got chewed, you know, that's when. Before it's like going out my way to purchase that third book, I'm not going to do it, because the first two I done bought. And I brought the second one because I really wanted to know how Tabitha character is her character going to evolve, or what's going to happen next. That's what I was going to look wanting to well, reading this novel. I wanted to see if her character is going to evolve into a better woman. You know, I wouldn't say a better woman, but I wanted her to stand up for herself. And clearly in this one, she didn't stand up for herself when her boss had came to her about the whole crown thing, talking about she was getting complaints and everything else, and she was still timid. She was still timid. And I thought she was going to talk about it, tell him about himself. The whole relationship thing between Mark, I feel like she should have at least be up front with him, but I was just like, okay. Because I was listening to it on audio and I was reading it, so I was just like, what the heck? What's
Yeah,
going
see, I
on?
had to listen to this on audio because I already knew that I wasn't gonna be able to sit there and read it. So.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people on social media love this novel, the second one, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, like it wasn't all that to me. I feel like it wasn't. I feel like it should have been more, to this story. I feel like this storyline could have been really, she had a great storyline, but it kind of just went, what's the word I'm looking for? It
It
just
fell
went,
flat.
yeah.
Yeah. This book was like it was written by the dry ice commercial dude. You know, like it was monotone all the way through. Like this happened, like I said, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, and then some more of this happened. You know, and it was just like, nah, I'm good. Cause I don't know if you read Single Black Female. By, I think it was Tracy Brown.
Yes, I have that book, but I have not yet touched it yet.
Man, awesome book. I can't even express how good that book is. Like, that was like real life, realistic events, you know, in a person's life. You know, you got your ups, you got your downs, and you got your moment of praise and your moments of sorrow. Like, that was a great book.
Yep, I
You
bet.
know.
Tracy Brown, I didn't know, but she has written like these one this one called the White Line series.
Yep,
One,
White Lines. I think that book has like either two or three parts. And yeah, she wrote a number of other books, but this one is the one that like actually like put her out there.
yeah, that's what I keep on seeing. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to dive into it. Because White Lines was good. I remember that. That was my first boy. Look, White Lines was good. And I know that with this novel, based off the reviews, I was like, man, I know I can. I know this wouldn't be good. But yeah, I'm looking for stories like that. And I'm also, Ashley Antoinette with her whole ethic, series, that love series.
I love them. I love them, but I don't do series well. I don't do series well at all. I just want to read the book and I can do probably two parts. But when you get into like six, seven books of the same story, I'm out of there.
Oh man. See, I fell in love with Ethic, and I was cool when it was done, but when it spin off with Morgan and
Yeah, the butterfly.
Butterfly, I was like, okay, I can deal with one and two, but she's coming out with near next three and four. I'm like, I want her to hurry up and pick, okay? And that's
Right.
why I stopped at, I think, the third one or the second one. I know I stopped at the second one because I was tired of playing with my emotions because I want her to hurry up and pick. Or how come she didn't tell Ethic? Or but I was, Morgan was getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Ever since he started speaking, Morgan got on my nerves. I was like, she could have just stayed quiet in her own thoughts. But that was me though. That was me. But I love the story. It was good. It was good. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go back to it just to figure out what happened. But it's gonna take me a while because I don't do series too well.
Morgan will piss you off. Like
She
she is
will.
off the chain. She is off the chain, okay? And I'm like, oh, I wish this girl would hurry up and choose. I don't even care at this point. I don't even care who she picked. But I noticed with Ashley, Antoinette, she likes to drag out her storylines a lot. So she likes to have those one, two, and threes, and fours, and fives. It's like that with all her books, I noticed.
And you know what? I think another reason why I have a problem with it is because she goes and she recaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, we already know how the story is. Just give me the story, the next story. I don't need to know what happened in the last book again while trying to discover what's going on in this book.
Yep. And then she had, and then also too, she make you go read her other books, because Ethic don't just appear just in Ethic. He appears in the Cartel. And he appears in the Cartel. And that's what, 12? No, six of those?
Seven. I think it's seven. Seven of them.
Yeah, he appear in those. And then you have Carter. And that's the Carter Boys. You find out about Carter Diamond. So they have their own spinoffs to where you have to go. Well, necessarily, you don't have to, but you...
No, you do.
I don't want to force you. That you want to go. You want to find out how Cardi is and why he... The way he is, you know? So she makes you go out and buy those other books to find out. And that's... I think that's... Well, to me, that's smart, because that's bringing more money to her pockets, because people want to know what's the background of these characters.
Right. It makes sense, but it's a struggle, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you just want to know what happens. If you a series, if you don't like series, don't dive into them.
Oh, no, don't dive into them. See, series I don't mind, but they have to be good for me to even keep up with the series, you know? I like the Cartel series. I did, personally, because I wanted to know what was going on, what's going to happen next. I like the whole Carter thing, because I like Carter. But yeah, I was okay with that. But
yeah, the writing is fire. It just reminds me of Pretty Little Liars. Like, you just like spending every weekend or every weekday trying to find out who is A. And I'm like, I'm over it. Like, I didn't even finish Pretty... Have you ever watched Pretty Little Liars?
No, but I heard about it.
Yeah, every weekend you're trying to find out who A is, and then come the end of the season, you think you know who A is, and then it turned out not to be A.
Yep, I heard about it. I was like, should I read that series?
No, don't do it.
And I'm going to believe you on this one, because you're pretty good about guessing on books. So when it comes to that,
don't do it. I wouldn't recommend it.
But I was really disappointed with the Black Girls. I even read the reviews on Goodreads. Like, if you pass all the good stars, and if you keep scrolling up, like, if you read, like, the two, even the ones, they like, I really had high hopes for this one, and then it failed me, and maybe I put too much of a high expectation on this novel. But, yeah. And they got tired of Tabitha, because they felt like she changed in this one. But
I wonder, like, it makes me think, like, will she change in the next book? Because, you know, a good majority of people who have kids, they do tend to change once they give birth, or like once they have, you know, a whole mothering experience. So I wonder, will she go through another transition? But is it to the point where I will read another book? I don't know.
It will have to. That's a good question. That is a good question. I don't know. I feel like her character needs to evolve at some point with her having, because she's going through the emotions clearly because she's pregnant. So right. Now everything is just so irritating to her. Like, she's even acting like her Mark's mom at some point. You know, his mom is kind of sadity, kind of stuck up. And she kind of act like her, like, I can't believe this is happening, blah, blah, blah. And she forgot about Layla. Is her friend name Layla? Or I don't want to damage that girl.
Don't give me the lion.
Well, one of her friends, you know, she was dealing with a lot of stuff herself, but, you know, she didn't talk about it until towards the end, you know?
Yeah.
So, I felt sorry that she overlooked that part, you know, because she was there with her from the beginning, you know.
Yeah, message us and tell us how you like the third book when it come out, because I don't know if we're going to read it or not.
I don't know. I might have to do a hard pass on that one, and I just listen to the reviews.
Read the reviews.
Yeah, I said, listen, I guess read the reviews too. I mean, I'm gonna look on Facebook and see if anybody, in the group. I'll look on there, any of the book groups. I'll look and see, but I don't think I will actually spend. And I hate, like you said, I hate that I had to give another black woman up. I hate that, but it is what it is.
I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it. It is what it is. That just brings me to another question. Black readers and their reviews and their recommendations. How accurate do you feel they are?
I would give, I would say maybe, I would say half. I'd say 50-50.
50-50.
50-50, because sometimes they could be, it's different from each reviewer. It's different. It depends on how you are and how you feel. You might like it, I might not like it, or you just, sometimes the person might know the author, and the author probably, and even communicating with the author, they probably pissed them off and they just want to go ahead and write a bad review. So, stuff like that. So you just don't know. That's why I say 50-50 when it comes to that.
To me, I think it's you gotta know your audience. So like you gotta get a feel, 'cause like I own my own bookstore. So when you come up to me, I ask you, the first thing I ask you is just like, so what genres do you read? And in that genre, what book is the one that's your go-to? And off of that, I can gauge what book to recommend in my store to you. So just like in our group, I'm pretty good at my recommendations because I know what kind of books we like, what kind of books we gravitate to. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that goes on more of the lines with book talkers and, Facebook groups. Everybody gravitates to their own books, but like you just got to know the crowd.
Yeah, and then also, but what happened if you get a person that normally don't read and just come up to you and say, "Hey, what book is good for you?" Well, for me, if you get somebody that come up to you and just ask, "What do you think?" And if you ask them the genre, then they turn around and not like it, So how did what type how would you deal with that?
I mean, to me, books and movies are one and the same. So if you give me what kind of movies you like, then I can gauge what kind of book you will be interested in. Because everybody in the world does one or the other. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's how I would gauge that. But to me, I don't know. Book talkers, book groups, they've been dragging these popular books everywhere, and they don't be even close to something that people would be interested in. Or I can say, not people, but just like me.
I understand, 'cause my cousin got me reading a book with her, and I ain't heard from her since. So I'm like, but this book kind of remind me of 50 Shades of Grey.
And what book is that?
Night of the Sea.
Oh.
It's some popular. I don't TikTok. She's seen it on TikTok, and she said that she wants to read it. I'm like, oh no, because I don't know if it's gonna be good. But I said okay, because she really wants to read this book, so I joined her. In the first couple of pages in, I'm like, I do not like it. This remind me of 50 Shades of Grey, because you already can figure out what's gonna happen at the end.
What's the title again?
Night of the Sea is the skin or something. I gotta go look it up.
Skin of the Sea? The Mermaid book?
No, it's not a mermaid book. It's a Is it Night of the Sea? I mean, the night, Skin of the Night. See, I haven't even picked up that book. It's been so long. It was a popular book, and I hate to click out of here because I don't want to lose the thing, but it's called Skin of the Night. I want to say it's Skin of the Night. You can't even find it on, you can
By
find it on,
C.K. Bennett.
yep.
Okay.
And it have like a blue cover on it.
Yeah, with the like, it looked like forest.
Something like
a
that.
Poppy seed, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell that looked like.
Yeah, she's really hot right now, and I kind of dab in and dab because right now I'm reading like 5 different books. So that one's kind of like at the bottom. It's at number 5. So basically, I haven't even touched it. I read like a couple chapters, but.
Mm-mm. So enlighten us on the other books that you're reading.
I am reading The Crossbones,
uh-huh,
by Kimberly Vail, and The Girl with the Louding Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? What else? What else? What am I reading about? Oh, I think I'm done. Oh, Sour Kiss by Nikki Grace. I think that's the name. Yeah, I'm reading that. So I think that's 5. But yeah. I'm reading those books. The Girl with the Louding Voice, pretty good. The Crossbones. I love pirates and stuff like that. Kind of remind me of Pirates of the Caribbean. And yeah, and Skin of the Night, that one. But I think that's it. I gotta look at my list. But yeah, I think I'm reading 5 right now.
Hmm. But this weekend took me out. I need to get back to my reading.
What do you think of Crossbones so far?
I'm getting through it. I'm having some difficulties, but I'm getting through it.
Now, what's going on with Crossbones?
I don't know. I don't want to read it again, but it don't seem like my head is in the game.
Because it's messy. I like to imagine that. I mean, I'm up here living through the character, the female character. I forgot her name, but I'm living through her. I'm like, wow. But that's why I'm liking it, because I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen? But
yeah, she going through a lot.
She is. She definitely is. And what do you think about The Girl with the Louding Voice so far?
I like it. It was interesting. You know, interesting. Normally, you know how I feel about books like that. So it's grabbing my attention. I like it.
I like it too. It definitely give you a shine some light on the fact that that's what they're doing. And they probably still doing it now to this day. I know of a friend of mine I used to work with, and she's Iranian, and it was our arranged marriage as well. And at the time when we was working together, she came to me, she was like, my husband is cheating on me. And I was like, well, why don't you just, can you get a divorce? She was like, nah, I'm in an arranged marriage. And my mom told me if I have a kid, that will stop him from cheating on her. I said, oh, so, or I said, are you going to get, are you trying now? She said, yeah, that would probably stop him from cheating on her. And so she ended up getting pregnant, and he still was doing whatever he was doing. And so she went to her parents. Her parents was like, no, you got to stay where you at, and he will stop soon. So I was like, wow. And they live here in America anyway, so I can only imagine the culture over there in Africa, you know. But I think it's shed some light on a lot of things. But I like it.
Yeah, it definitely did. But yeah, buddy, I can't wait to. I gotta hurry up and finish the end before Friday.
Me too. Me too. I'm on page. I want to say I'm on chapter 53. So. I'm almost done with that. And then I'm going to move on, trying to knock out some of the other books that I have. But yeah, I think Skin in the Night is going to definitely be on my TV. Well, it's going to take me some time to finish that one. Definitely. Mm-hmm. But are you reading any other books?
Nah, like I said, this week has really took me out because I was preparing for my son's football. So I got to get back into it this week. So I think the only other book that I was reading was Anonymous Acts by CC Jones.
And how's that one so far?
It's good. You know, I like me a good black romance. But yes, other than that, I ain't reading nothing else.
I can't wait to dive in Colleen Hoover, her other books that I had purchased too. Layla, I finally got that book, Layla.
Hey, when you read Layla, let me know. Maybe we can talk about that book.
Okay, I'll definitely read that one, because I've been wanting to read that one because I heard so many good reviews about that one
too. Yeah, at the end of that book, you'll be like, WTF, like for real? She was out of the box with that one.
So before I let you go, can you share your online bookstore info with the listeners so they can come? I want my listeners to gravitate to your store because I love your online store. I
I
wish I lived
appreciate you.
down, or is it, well, down in Texas? I'm gonna say Texas, but
Yeah, we in Texas, but we worldwide. You know what I'm saying? I do have a website, www.thelituary, LITUARY.com. I'm on Facebook at the Lituary, Instagram at the Lituary. Y'all come and check me out.
please do, because like I said, and the prices is so reasonable. I ain't gonna even lie to you, the prices is so reasonable.
Appreciate that.
Yes, because I'm like this. What I tell people, I'm like, if you're willing to spend that Barnes and Noble money, you can definitely spend that her shop. That's how I
Man, and
feel.
Barnes and Noble be raping you, boy. I looked at, whoo. I
Can
try.
we?
My thing about my bookstore is I want everybody to read. I want everybody to read, and I don't want it to break the bank. I just want you to read.
And also too, if you can't find a book, if the book that you want is not on your website, you can also order, you can get that, find that book, right, for us, or how
Yes,
does that
ma'am.
work?
Yeah, all you have to do is message me and be like, do you have this book or can you get this book? And I can send you an invoice. No problem.
See? All right, guys, you heard it first from her, so yes. Well, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to I can go ahead and read Layla, so we can go ahead and talk about that one as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No problem. See you later.
All right.
Yes, we're at the end. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Until next time, peace.